to get into the letter properly. But in the studio, Ernest is here as well as Shed Lamte. Now, quickly, let me read the story before I even introduce them properly. Good day, Andy. I've been listening to your show for a while now, and I've heard the audience share stories similar to mine. I've kept mine buried for far too long, but today I finally found the courage to speak. I am crippled because of a woman I once loved deeply, a woman I planned to spend the rest of my life with. At the time I was young, focused and full of ambition, I believed in love, responsibility, and building a future the right way. I stood by her through every phase of her life. I paid her school fees, supported her financially, and treated her with love, respect, and dignity. Mr. Shelamte is here. So today, this guy was not working on himself. Hi, we are back. I swear, wallahi, today. Supported her financially, treated her with love, respect, and dignity. I wasn't perfect, but I was committed, and I had a clear vision of the future we were building together. One weekend, she asked me to escort her to a friend's birthday party. On our way back, tragedy struck. Please underline this part for me. She asked me to escort her to a friend's birthday party. Please underline that part. On our way back, tragedy struck. We were involved in a horrific accident. An accident that changed my life forever. I lost both of my legs. In a single moment, my dreams, my plans, and my independence were shattered. At first, she stayed by me. She cried with me and promised that we will walk this painful journey together. She assured me she would never abandon me. I believed her because love is built on trust. But as time went on, the pressure began. Her friends whispered. Her family advised her to leave me and move on. They told her she deserved better. Eventually, she listened. She left me in my darkest hour and married another man. I was left alone to face my new reality, thus learning how to live without my legs, without the woman I loved, and without the future I had carefully planned. The physical pain was unbearable, but the emotional pain was even deeper. Still, I survived. Slowly and painfully, I rebuilt my life the best way I could, carrying scars no one could see. Now, 4 to 5 years into her marriage, she has returned. She says she has not been able to have children. According to her, a spiritual father told her that she deeply wronged someone in her past. Until that person forgives her, she will not be able to give birth. That person, she says, is me. Mikomoti. Today, the same woman who abandoned me when I needed her most is kneeling before me, begging for forgiveness. I am torn. After everything, the betrayal, the pain, the years of silent suffering, she now wants my forgiveness. I don't know whether forgiving her will finally heal me or reopen wounds I fought so hard to close. Andy, I'm asking for advice. What would you do if the person who broke you came back? Not because of love, but because they need something from you. 24 hours, Samuel Dapasuni. Shed Lamte. Good afternoon, welcome, and happy new year.
Good afternoon, thank you, and many happy returns, you know.
Yeah. Good to see you in good health.
Yeah, sure.
And
sure.
And in a good state.
That is it.
But you still have your marks.
That is the point.
Charlie,
it'll go. Oh yeah.
It's just a matter of.
And I want to actually extend my sincere gratitude, you know, myself and my wife for, you know. Bridash checked up, Ernesto did, and my daddy himself and the Dusty also called consistently. Charlie, Shed, how are you? I wanted to come last year, but I said, no, Chairman, be fully recovered before you come.
Yeah.
At least I think now I'm even fit than initial, and I thank God for that. Okay, so I think it's another year to talking about stuff like this, you know, just because people will forever be ungrateful, will never stop talking about issues like this, because no matter what, people will surely be ungrateful at a point.
Right. Ernest, welcome.
Yeah, thank you,
Andy. Abi.
Yeah, by grace, we live. Grace abounds, so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
How was that Christmas anyway?
I was working. As usual, I was working. Christmas, I was working. I was following you too. Christmas, you were traveling from one place
Charlie,
to the other,
Charlie,
from one show to the other.
Charlie, yeah. This is like one of the busiest Christmases I've spent in my career.
I saw it. I saw it on your status and other platforms. But I know definitely it will come with hard cash. So now I no complaint. So
I'm with your moon. Maybe I'm with you. Okay, I could show you which way.
Definitely. If you have it,
maybe go and jam it out. In fact, let me send a gentle reminder.
So whoever owes Andy, please. The job is done. Come and pay. Man shall not live by bread alone, but we need the bread. the bread is important.
Alone means that you really need the bread.
Yeah, you need the bread, but it shouldn't be solely the bread. So please provide the bread so that you know, man, if you enjoy.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's very important.
You know, and the funny aspect is when people think you are playing shows and none is being paid, think Charlie, the guy is doing well, and nobody wants to help you.
Charlie,
calculating your profit and all these things.
If I ask you, come on, ask you. They know not. Okay, and since you started, please.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the story.
Okay. First of all, let me say it's unfortunate for the young man to go through such pain. Many a time, good people are the ones who suffer bad fate. And maybe when we get to heaven, we'll ask God, why so? That somebody can be cruel, cunning, wicked, and will enjoy life maybe till the end. Then we have some tragic comedy or tragic end, you know. But people with good faith, good heart, good intentions, good plans, good vision, always open for others, they are the ones that you realize that they go through pains, hardship, you know, lamentations, dolor, and all these kind of things. But I would say may God give him the strength that he needs. Now his problem is the lady coming back. It's not about just coming back, but it's about coming back to apologize because she is in need. That is what the problem is. Oh, if the lady had apologized initially, this issue wouldn't have been an issue. There are times people hurt you and they think that there's nothing you can do to them, and they walk over you arrogantly. They dement your heart, your soul, your emotions without even considering that I'm hurting somebody. You know, we are all human beings. At least be remorseful. It doesn't take that much. Just say I'm sorry to heal somebody. Look, this young man could have died because this lady didn't say a common sorry. But you came back because you are in need. Had it been that everything worked out for good, would you have come back to tell the young man, I know I may have offended you. The word is may have offended you. So I'm sorry. Now you want him to accept your sorry, not because you are sorry. This is not a genuine or a remorseful apology.
This is a transactional.
It's based on a certain premise. And who benefits from the premise? The young man, I'm sure, has consoled himself to a certain level.
About 5 years.
That is why. But people can brood over 5 years, and some even commit, you know, other atrocities.
After 5 years?
Of course.
After 5 years?
Of course. Some people. Hey. Andy, you are strong.
Maybe the after 5 years.
You are strong. You know, you and I, by God's grace.
Now what are your 5 years?
Oh, let's move on.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, no, but
I don't cry, no. One simple mistake, and they say, still I know. Still I it's like as a still I we need that soon.
Andy, my problem started in 2021, the infancy. What I say? But what I'm trying to say is that we should
calculate it over to forget the story.
Nothing happened. God has been good. Some of these things, if you've been through it before, you know, you can best appreciate. If you don't take care, you might take it for a joke. You know, we're having some conversation. When the person is at the receiving end, you don't add more load to it. But Andy, when you read the letter, the guy said something that a future we were building together. You and who were building together?
On again.
What, who?
On again.
You see, so many people are in relationships and they think that we are building a future.
Yeah.
She's building her own future.
She's working on herself.
Working on herself without you in the picture. I know a friend who is married and went to see the wife planning to relocate abroad, and there was this contract that he as the husband was supposed to sign. The lady's father has signed on behalf of the husband.
Real
so
story.
The lady, the father, the mother and the siblings, they are planning to see the lady off to go and settle abroad, and the husband is here thinking about how to build a future with the wife. Yes, not girlfriend, wife. So people are in relationships thinking that we are doing it. Young man, you are paddling the boat alone. The other person is just holding the paddle, but it's not swinging. A lot of people are in that relationship, and the tail end of it, or say then that whether he should focus on it brings him memory of the future he wanted there. He used he. That is where self-actualization comes in. Look, Andy, you'll be surprised. It comes back. Are you your girlfriend's boyfriend? Are you your boyfriend's girlfriend? Now people have become so cunning. They'll come smiling. But behind their brain,
behind,
very dark. And there is no art to determine the construction of one's mind. So once the person smiles at you, you think, so you think that the person is smiling and you should smile back. That is the danger we find ourselves in. Let's come to the lady. The lady. It could be that genuinely the promise that she gave came from deep down her heart. She was willing to cross to every length. But human beings change. And nipa to me, bruh. All these things happen. Me, my problem is not showing appreciation that, okay, you've done this, but I think I need to move on. But when you ghost the person and you vamoose and you go and marry and all this, you take the person through another level of torture beyond the physical deformity. Then you bring in emotional deformity too to add up to the worst the person is going through. That is where I have a problem. But young man, we always say this. If you want to invest and seek for returns, invest in a business viable venture, because human beings can change. People can change. You know, sometimes I'm for so and I will get and I marry her girl, unless maybe you're your wife. I'm on for a while with the beer. I'm on for a while you go. So, like betting, bet responsibly. Invest responsibly. Don't invest more than what will hurt you or break your back when you think about it in times of neglect. Shed will tell you, invest in yourself. Sometimes you can, but you see, the investment, you are investing with your all because you have higher hopes that the future you would be the beneficiary. Then it turns out to be that you were played at. So we should be careful. Those days when people were loyal, when people were dedicated, you know, the days of our mothers and our fathers, when somebody tells you it is red, yes, it is red. Now the person will tell you it is red before you realize it is painted. It's originally black. Those days are gone. Unfortunately, one of the most difficult commodity you can find on the market is loyalty. Genuity and loyalty. So don't fall for every flattery. Just because she says I love you, just because he says I love you, you want to sacrifice your all for that person with the expectation that what you are being told is the truth. You may be fooled. Shine your eyes. Now people have become cunning. If you are helping somebody, we all pray for our destiny helpers. Help genuinely without any expectations, or else a time may come, the word is may, I pray that your investment will yield results. But if you don't take care, time may come that you may regret, like this young man.
Charlie, it's only over 2 years off. You know, for a minute I was like, Charlie, hey, foot open the embassy, hey, foot on the embassy, may. The time may come, the may. Everybody suits near there.
You know,
situation mobile.
We are very fine.
Okay. Can I go ahead?
Okay, so
I want to extend my condolence to the guy, you know, and like whatever he's going through, it's not easy, because for 5 years for you to be going through that, people can go through that just for a month and will go to the extent of committing suicide. But he's been able to stand, and I'm sure it's not just by his mind. I'm sure maybe family members and loved ones have been around just to make sure that he's okay, and anybody who has been there for him, I think they've really been like, they've really done well, and they should continue. God will surely bless them. But there's something I want to communicate. Whatever happened to him is not because he's dating a girl. His condition now, as in like him not being able to walk, can actually happen. Even on your way to church, that thing can happen. Coming back from work, it can happen. It's not a fact that you going to let's say birthday party or a party with your girlfriend which actually caused that. Whatever happened to him, everything will be no matter what. But what we pray for is that it doesn't happen. My issue here is that there is something I just want everybody to know, including him. No one owes anybody in relationship. Whatever good you do to people in relationship is a benevolence, or is an act of showing kindness. And showing kindness, you shouldn't expect anything in return. Whatever you do in marriage is a responsibility. That is when the returns comes in. If you are doing good to your wife or your husband and you are expecting anything good in return, it is normal because it's your responsibility. But anytime you are doing something to people or you are doing good to people in relationship and you are expecting something in return, you are killing yourself slowly. One of the fastest ways to kill yourself slowly is to invest your all into your partner. Mm-hmm. I mean your girlfriend, yeah. You kill yourself slowly, because the time will come, you know, the moment you are not really investing in someone, omuye bibi kakra, and you really want to walk away, you don't really think twice. But when you feel you have invested so much and you want to walk away, now to what you're me babe kwe nano me 1 billion the man is on find your business in there's a shoe me babe kwe nano sisebio you know, whatever affair we've had, whether it's been 100 times or 1,000 times, as to Obano, nese me di me one money free, like it is just gone like that. So let me just stay, because I have invested more. The more you invest, the more the danger in your relationship grows. Now nobody should blame anybody for they mismanaging their assets. The guy shouldn't blame the girl. Look, when people are in relationships, they have the right to leave anytime they want. That is the point. When you're in a relationship, you have the time to leave anytime you want. The reason is because we are individually building our future, and along the line, if I realize you are not the partner I want, I can live without your consent. And you should be wise, and you should be wise enough, excuse my language, to know that this person has changed, this person has moved on. Enter my main call. If my baby's outside, I ask and say, what's the sign? No, nipa na sign wehu. So just leave the person. So when you realize things like this, when people don't focus on stuff like this after marriage, then whatever they saw in relationship, they bled their eyes off. Now I feel I am very, very transparent. On society, you saw it, but your emotions overlooked that. That is why I have been saying that we fall in love with our heart and we stay in love. We fall in love with our brain, sorry, and we stay in love with our heart. When you make relationship decisions with your mindset and stay with your heart, you'll never be offended. Because again, I try to say, nipa we sebi sebi you obebuami. Now, so you don't blame people when they do stuff. But boy, you know, right now you have invested in the lady, and it is not her fault to leave. Maybe along the line, she wants to be with a man who will really invest in himself more than her. There are women like that. The moment you invest in yourself more than her, there are women you will be there with, they will never ask you for anything. The moment you want to force them with money, obaba pesca. But the moment you want to force them with staffs, because they feel you wouldn't. And there's something I've got. I said, the best way you can tell people how much you love them is taking very good care of yourself. Ebiani said, The best way you can tell your mom you really love and respect her is by you not taking. Meanwhile, ukofua, and your mommy nebi wu, and your wuna sebi wu. So the best way you can show people how much you love them is by taking very good care of yourself. Now, you, this guy, the best way you should have proven to this your girlfriend that you can take care of her and take care of her future was by investing much in yourself and she seeing you grow. No woman will want to leave a man who grows daily. A woman can leave a man who helps her grow daily, but no woman will leave a man who grows daily. When the lady realizes that you are growing day in, day out, they want to be the wife of that man who is growing. That is where it brings me to invest in yourself. The guy could have invested in himself and then this thing still would have happened. But he is hurt so much right now because irrespective of, not because of his condition, but because, so after investing in you, is this how you are paying me back? Because even if this thing shouldn't have happened.
High expectations.
Because even if this thing shouldn't have happened and the girl still left him, he still would be in this condition. Like, not as me. He still would have been disappointed. So it's about time we should realize that people will love us for who we are and not for who we tend them to be. The moment you want to make people the best of themselves, only the wise, and among 10, only just one realize that this person who wants the best for me is the person who really likes me. But right now, people want to be among the best. They don't want to be the best. So I am advising our listeners, it is high time you need to realize that you have to be the best for people to recommend you, not rather making people the best and they will not recommend you. So it is time. Listeners, this is actually a story, and for this guy, just back to the story, you need to accept the girl's apology just because it will help you out. Accept the lady's apology, because even if you don't accept the apology, you wouldn't gain anything from it. And if you do, you wouldn't gain anything. So just accept the apology and it will be a win for you. For all you know, that vacuum in your heart has actually been a hindrance to a blessing which should actually come to you. So forgive the lady, not because she's sorry, but forgive her because it might be your blessing. And to the public, invest wisely. Invest in yourself to be the best, for people to recommend you as the best, not for you recommending people as the best. Thank you.
Andy, to add up to what Shed said, you see, sometimes we hold ourselves in bondage by keeping negative energy around us.
Yeah.
You and I know. Some of us who believes in spirituality and all these things. You see, the best way to be free, I've had the privilege to be around cheese, big men, you know, they are aged. When you see them, they look younger. They are more like half their age. That is how they look when you talk to them. The secret is just be free. Just let it go. Just let it go. Because for the young man to be asking whether he should forgive or not, which means he's still holding back that pain.
The vacuum, yeah.
And that pain can eat you up.
Yeah.
It is cancerous. First, there was no opportunity for her to come and apologize. This time, God has fought your battle for you. And has forced her, the word is forced her, to come and apologize.
Yeah.
Even though it may not be genuine, but God has fought that battle to bring her on her knees to come and free you from that bondage.
Yeah.
So first, you didn't know, or you were a victim, but this time, if you decide not to forgive, you are no more a victim.
Yeah.
You are a culprit to your own emotions. And whatever happens, good or bad, is up to you. It's an opportunity for you to wean yourself off that pain. It hurts. When you think about it, when you reflect, you know, the good old days and all these things. And let's also understand that life is unpredictable. Some people are dead.
Yeah.
We are alive. We don't know who will live to see tomorrow.
Yeah.
And what is meant to happen would happen. So I don't want him, as you said, to blame the girl that I got into this situation because I was accompanying her.
Yeah.
It could have happened even in her room.
Yeah.
In his room.
Yeah.
What is destined to happen will happen.
Let's what is meant it. To be will be.
Will be. Yeah. Let's take it that it was fate. Who knows? We've seen people who got deformed, and their deformity has become their wealth.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. This preacher with no hands, no legs.
Yeah.
He came. You remember he came to Ghana.
Mm.
He came around some time ago, and there was this lady. She even came to, I remember, Kwame Aiden's show, a live worship. She also has the same thing. She's also a preacher.
Yeah.
So imagine if she was to be like the normal human being with the normal, it would take extra work.
Yeah.
For people to recognize.
Yeah.
When you speak to somebody like Yadabo and they will tell you. The advantage they have is their height.
Yeah.
So sometimes when we allow ourselves our disadvantages, what people see as disadvantages can be our advantage.
Yeah.
But you can only see that light when you let go of the pain and focus on yourself, so that with your situation you can do self-analysis of where you can fit and how you can exploit your disadvantage to be in your advantage.
Now I've been very quiet listening to both of you, but there is another part we are all not really paying attention to. How women, some women have no heart when it comes to issues like these. And it gets too uncomfortable sometimes. The reason I mentioned that part be underlined is because the guy got crippled based on your invitation. It was the lady that invited him.
But it could have happened even if... It could have.
It would have happened, but through
the words I said it could.
That's what I'm saying. But in this case, when I was younger, so me be na say but an eh bi bi e ko wu agi say bekra o. Because I didn't get ko wu ni wo dada. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But you happen to be in that situation.
Yeah.
So it happened through you. How do you console, or how do you even I'm looking for the right word. How do you sympathize with the person?
Yeah.
Just in case the person had lost both legs. Both. So leaving him, was that the best option? If it were you.
Andy, people abandon us.
No, if it was you, what would you do?
Like, honestly, if I should be dating a lady and I lose both legs, I'll let you go. Because...
Hey.
Because whatever you feel for me will convert from love to mercy.
Sympathy.
So a time will come, you really want to leave, but you feel like
I'll tell you a very look. This was an experience, something I had never, Top Taste, right?
Yeah.
Where we go to eat. I don't know if you've gone there before.
No.
Okay. I'll take you there. They've got some nice food.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like their kokonte.
Yeah, the kokonte is very nice.
I was it like the place you posted this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been there already.
I've been seeing.
Oh, okay.
You know. And there was this guy that came there with a lady. I've never seen a thing like that. Nice looking guy, well built. And the lady has,
is it autism?
I don't know whether it's
or Down syndrome.
I think it was Down syndrome, not autism.
Down syndrome, yeah.
And for a lady like that, even her age, beautiful lady,
yeah.
She was drooling. Well, listeners, please forgive me. It may be
nasty. Okay.
Yeah, sort of. She's drooling, saliva coming out, and I was at the restaurant, and she had brought her with two of their beautiful children, and the lady in a wheelchair, and this guy was wheeling her into the restaurant, and they had come there, the guy cleaning her saliva, and I sat down, people felt uncomfortable. Well, there were, fortunately, there were not too many people that day. I think it was me and two others. I could tell that the other two were not very comfortable. One found a way, made her exit. There was a lady, she used to work here at Joy FM. A lady, she said she was an atheist. There was this girl, I haven't tried to remember.
She's well built.
Yeah.
Oh, I know her. I've forgotten the name.
Yes, she was there.
I know her.
And she left. Because she felt it was quite unpleasant, you know.
Her name starts with A.
Well, that I don't remember. But it was quite uncomfortable.
Wow.
Now, there was another lady that came with them. And we were all feeling some way, like, an idea. So the other person left. It was just me. Usually, I sit there to eat. The lady said, Sanko Fuwino. This guy, his family had abandoned her, abandoned him because of this lady. And so, even gone to the extent of having children. The children are beautiful, nice children. Are you telling me that at that point, knowing that, this is a predicament, this is the problem, it's all because of mercy? So, are you kidding me?
No. What I'm trying to say
is... No! Answer me! It's not about what you're trying to say, bro.
Andy, what you're saying, the few rare situations.
Yes, but isn't this rare? No. This is rare too. Because look, if you are my girlfriend and then you have an issue like this, the extent of losing, let's say one leg is amputated, right? Not both. Here's the case, both. One pekra nyame pato obedwane agya, right? Both.
No, nyame patako obedwane. Nyame patako obedwane. Nowadays there. Charlie, you just pray that God keeps you out of trouble, because if you get trouble, apart from the few family members who will be around you, the rest is just by grace.
Hey, Ernest.
Yeah, it's just by grace. Me,
like the point is,
don't talk as if you don't know what went on.
Ernest, the point is that 3 minutes for Mujani.
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes, even idea. 3 minutes issue for Mujani.
Now, Naeta. Pray that God, you see,
and you are confirming here your wife is listening, your beautiful wife. You had an accident. no, it's not funny.
My leg is there.
Let me use yours and as an example.
I have my leg.
Maza. This guy, you had an accident on your way home. Mm-hmm. When I received the call, at a point this guy couldn't talk. I spoke to his wife. I called her later. Daddy, afraid the old man kasa rough for kasa. Seminim say we kasi akamkaje mami jano.
No, but
I would have told her, say, Madam Jano. You are worried about burning me, Shalamte.
Andy, you see.
No, for you to sit here and say.
Now what I'm saying is. I'm not talking about my marriage.
Hey, listeners, please come in and share your thoughts. 0548841039 0302 2056 7 2056 8
I'm
not telling any story.
What he's saying is that.
What I'm saying is that.
You're saying he should work on himself. Andy. Now there's no sympathy. You're putting yourself in a situation.
What he's saying is, should it be nyame fasa masa or no nanketo na ka omo ba na kwa ntwen, because you know that.
Why didn't you ask your wife to leave?
Definitely, my wife.
Because that time na ukasakasa kobeka just
no, but Andy, you know that.
Obeka say me kunu kra no watouch.
No, but Andy, you know that somebody could have left.
In this case,
yes.
Oh yeah.
When your accident then run go
ano. Ukasakasa.
Ah,
what if it doesn't come back?
Yeah.
No, if he doesn't come back,
somebody would, Andy. You. don't talk as if you don't know.
Hey,
you do.
No, like the point here I am saying is that I will let you go.
Hey.
Talking about girlfriend, not it's wife.
Okay. Because and you see, especially
talking about girlfriend,
knowing that people get tired, people get fed up.
That is the point.
So if you hold on to the person to be your source of encouragement and all this, you become a burden.
That is my fear.
Give me a mobile phone. I want people to call on the mobile
phone. That is my fear.
Brothers, if the land phones are not working, get me a mobile phone.
No, the point...
I want people to share their thoughts.
I'm not talking about husband and wife. No.
Even with husband and wife, it is possible
for rejection and all that. So the point is that
me...
It is very painful to be maltreated by someone who doesn't love you, but it's more painful to be loved by mercy. Like, and your dog, I say, humo brodo. Tell me, are there better can we woo? A humo brodo. So if this guy don't allow this girl to go, this girl will stay just because one, and I'm so and a buyer because I'm so moko pa party.
Guilty co.
So the girl will be in just because of like her remorse.
And we'll be doing other things else.
It will be bad. That
is the point. I tell you, I'm going to say, Sebi, we'll be putting this.
We'll be going to action.
No, 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 we're going to go.
And I say, I don't know, wheelchair.
Now,
I'm going to go to
technology.
That's how I'm finding my feet.
Sask, I'm investing with a girl. I'm going to share business. I'm going to go to the
prosthetics.
That's the reality.
Let me read some comments. Nana Kwame Eugene says, "Hey, Nana Kwame Eugene, the last way for the elders here." Ajime Sem. Don B says, "I'm shocked, big brother. Fear women, oh, we are not perfect, but I don't think I can easily forgive like that." Don B says, "Let her feel the pain she caused you." Wellbeck Rebecca says, "Forgive." Roman Father says, "It really hurts, but forgiving her will help you to heal too." Mechiabushi happening to park. Thank you. Abner Jefora says, this is hard. But if you can forgive and you'll be healed emotionally. Wanga Wastiwa said, this is tough. But try to forgive her and leave the rest to the universe. Frederick Otto says, ask her to go and tell the person who told her to come and seek for forgiveness from you that if forgiving her would heal you, but if not, my brother, forget it. Sorry, Daniel said, we shared the same life experience. But, unfortunately, mine was poverty. So, instead of accident, she just put in poverty. And that's my story also, Charlie. Forgive and forget, bro. God day. Kofi Luma said, bro, don't mind her. Let her carry her burden. YBC Ayuba says, forgiveness is a sin sometimes. Give me the WhatsApp messages, please. Henry says, women. Eric White says, she's begging because she can't give birth, not because she's sorry of what she did. And then next kind. Come now, listen, say, Master, even if she brings Donald Trump to come and beg you, don't forgive her. Noah Manuel says, Papa Nyeri, Aboniso Nyeri. Sandra Sari said, please forgive her. Starboy said, forgive her, allow her to go. Nana Kwame Eugene comes by and says, some women don't know what they want, honestly. Horatio Nana Parko, we have faced, says, some women... My foes, so brethren, so beware. Chris Atto says, you will live forever with no legs. But trust me, maybe if you married her, you would have been the one going around looking for solution to have kids. Imagine a man with no legs and your wife can't have kids. Trust me, all blames would have been on you instead of her. Shalom, so I can say.
Yeah.
So I can say.
You see,
you can say, you need a better crown of fire.
And apart from...
No, they said then they fire.
Well, me, I know see
something
before.
Huh?
Why you see something before?
It is.
No, me, I ask you, you see something before? No, you see something before.
Sango Foro. Hey, I'm a bra. Huh? J. Sango Foro. What's this one?
I've heard, but I've not
yes,
seen.
Yes, see.
Apart from this league. Leaked video that came from.
There's a leaked video, no. Well,
from Begro. I've forgotten the name. That camera.
Because I've forgotten his name. Oh, fire, sir, Begro.
Are you all five nipa no?
Nini papa no?
Oh, unim no.
Oh, fire, sir.
And in nine.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Jesse is in the
room. Oh yeah.
The guy.
Some 5-6 years ago.
It's
right?
More than that. It's more than that.
Yeah. And he was filming them all.
Oh yeah.
Nani them be on the crossbar was crossbar. I remember that leak. I remember that leak in the bar. Sure.
So at least that was
a. Guess what?
No, but Andy, what this guy has brought? You see, sometimes God takes us out of certain problems.
Yeah.
It is unfortunate that because of his legs, he cannot walk. That is a problem. But it would have been double jeopardy.
Yeah.
The leg thing. He was supposed to stay with the lady.
That is what I'm talking about.
Then childbirth will be a problem.
That's what I'm talking about.
Then you have to be going around searching for medication. And you have no legs.
Ernest.
How do you... You know...
My mother... My mother told me a story when I was very young.
Mm.
How we should cherish our mothers. Yeah. Right? And my mom said they had this classmate whose mom was mentally challenged. Right?
Yeah.
So... And she was very brilliant. So each time their colleague, each time she didn't show up in class, they decided to go check up on her. But once they got there, their colleague would go pour water on them and say, "Hey, Mufia, 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 what is some mami ayah bantina maba ha muba besemi?" And there she's my mother. Now I'm trying to turn the table around. That if it was her father. And she will be the only child. What will she do? Will she leave him?
No.
Why?
Because he is the father.
No way will be a sebi on the brat. No.
Why no
brat? Oh.
Andy, well, you see, it comes back to what I was saying. You think that we are a team. What shows that the person sees you as a team?
That is the point.
As a team member.
And the lady... actually telling you that let's go for a particularly that
challenge. Hold on, Becky, please come. I want to take a female's point of view on this. Becky, please give me a minute. Sit.
Are you kidding me?
This is listeners. Becky, host of Ebex and
E with Bex.
I beg your pardon.
And E-Vibes.
E-Vibes, is it still on? Are we still on TV?
Yeah, we're still on. We're doing the musical band series now.
Oh, the band series. You consulted me earlier. It started. You didn't come back to me. Shame on you.
Yeah, we started it.
Becky.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Becky, let me ask you this.
You know why?
Because I love
listeners. Oh, of course. The beautiful Becky is here. Listeners, beautiful Becky. Body Yamutu.
What's going on, really?
Okay. You get to know, don't
worry. You get to know. Have you ever dated